was the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well, and words that launched Santa's image about two centuries ago. But what do we know about that poem and how it became so popular? The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Growing corn and soybeans is about more than just your yield. More than a job well done. It's a realization that this is what you were meant to do. We're with you. It's what Micogen Seeds is all about. A shared passion for the life of your land, for the life that you love. It's more than just another day. It's your moment. And with Micogen Seeds, this is just the beginning. Visit acresofpossibility.com to learn more.
Well, folks, we recently returned from our agricultural adventure to Hawaii with a group of listeners, and plans are already underway for our next journey. Join us for a trip to Alaska, August 31st to September 8th. We'll see agriculture, a muskox farm, and even a trip to see the world's largest vegetables at the Alaska State Fair. And we'll stay at the Princess Lodge at Denali National Park, ride the Alaskan Railroad, and even pan for gold. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266. That's 826-2266. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall, about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland, and then they came to New York City, and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land, and they operated out of Constable Hall here as a land office.
The poem's words still seem to have little to do with this story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows were built with the shutters, throw up the sash, you know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know that this house fit the bill for penning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs is four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of The Night Before Christmas in Constableville, New York. I'm Andrew McCrae.